Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. Just a brief recap of this morning. We had North Hempstead Receiver of Taxes, Charlie Berman, and North Hempstead Town Clerk, Wayne Wink, on. And if you took anything away from both our conversations, I hope it is that how hard these guys work. The knowledge they have, but these are dedicated public servants with knowledge and caring about the town, their constituents. And really, when Christina books these people, it's a pleasure to have them on because, you know, they get a little bit of, I don't know what the word is, you know, something this morning. But people have to appreciate all that they really do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we always laugh, especially, you know, if you're at any event with Charlie, the tax receiver, you know, there's always some booze in the audience.
Right.
Which becomes a running joke because he's a tax. But, you know, I mean, really, the stuff that he does, you know, he and North Hempstead, they just pick up the slack for a lot of other things that they don't have control of. And, you know, they get down the nitty gritty. And, I mean, the fact of when he was telling us off air about just how many people showed up, I mean, is just is really amazing. So they both, you know, Wayne and Charlie, you see them everywhere throughout the town. They're really involved. And what's nice, too, is they're very engaged with the residents. You know, they know a lot of our Project Independence members, you know, firsthand and about them and stuff, which I think is just a testament to how wonderful North Hempstead really,
I agree.
I mean, it really is, and the dedication that goes along with it.
And as much as we're giving them accolades, both Wayne and Charlie, as very hard members of the town of North Hempstead, the hardest working one, the hardest working one is Christina Liu, who is talking with us right now and the producer of this program. They putting together the program she does, it's just the and this is not her only function. I mean, it's just one of many that she handles at Project Independence. But hats off to her. But that's why, of course, we have the Christina Liu show.
Yes, she demanded
that in her contract.
That's right. Quite the diva. But, you know, like I said, this show is really wonderful, and we have really great programming, especially coming up. And you know, this is the place that we're able to have on these amazing topics and people in the community that are doing great things. And what's nice is that after we have them on, you know, they become part of our Project Independence, you know, family and resource network, you know, which is really is wonderful because all this information comes back to our office. It goes to our social workers and nurses. You know, they get in contact with them. They could book them for health chats, you know, so it becomes really a whole network of things, which I think is really wonderful. So, and certainly, you know, this is the season to discuss the wonderful work that Project Independence does. And I put together a stat report of all of our statistics from 2017, which always just, you know, really, truly amazed me because these numbers are just astonishing. So in 2017.
And I love the numbers.
Yeah, because, you know, it's, and I also want to say, too, it's very difficult and it's always been a task for us at Project Independence to kind of showcase all the amazing work that goes on, because as impressive as these numbers are, it's even more because just one service request that can come in, you know, for I need my gutters cleaned can really segue into so many other requests. So this, you know, one service request that comes in could have 100 different services attached to that too. But in 2017, there were 26,181 service requests for Project Independence. And just to put that in perspective, there was 62,281 service requests for the entire town. That's all departments. So that means that Project Independence accounted for 42% of the total of service requests received by the town, which is an insane number.
But it gets a little better. Because my gut feeling is there's only about 50,000 seniors.
Right.
So therefore, one out of every other senior is calling Project Independence.
No, then that's a great thing. You know, and I also want to give a shout out to the people that work for Project Independence because it's, you know, where our numbers have grown, our staff really has not. You know, we pretty much have the same core staff. We have our social workers and nurses. And the fact that all these amazing, amazing requests are coming in and the work that everybody does and the dedication really that everyone has is just is kudos to them. And at the end of 2017, the total number of Project Independence members were 12,860. So just in 2017 alone, 956 members joined.
Wow.
Which, you know, Paula and I, Paula, who's the deputy commissioner of our department, you know, we were talking about, you know, just the history of it and just how it's evolved, Project Independence. And we were saying what's really amazing is, like, you know, especially in the beginning of the program when we were just starting, we would go into different regions and, you know, you expected this growth and members to have. But the fact that these numbers are still, I mean, people are still signing up and wanting to become members and take advantage of these services while we're maintaining a program is just is amazing. So, and what's really excited is that we are rapidly approaching our 200,000th service request. So we're actually thinking in the next week or so, we're probably going to be hitting that landmark, which is very, very exciting.
200,000.
So since beginning. The beginning, yeah. So that should really, I've been monitoring closely to see when that's going to occur. And, you know, we briefly talked about we have social workers and nurses in all of our regions. And those are really the people that are, you know, the boots on the ground in the homes and really dealing with and changing seniors' lives, you know, drastically and helping them stay at home. So just to touch upon their statistics that they submit, I put that together because the total units of service, which could be anything from intakes and assessments, blood pressure screenings, fall prevention, counseling, information and referrals, entitlements, was 29,088 was the total between social work and nursing, which is amazing. Like I said, you know, I mean, every service request that comes in, those units of service are part of that. So, I mean, that's huge. And a lot of them are just part-time, and the fact that they do all this is really just amazing. On top of that, 2,798 blood pressure screenings were given. Fall prevention screenings were 2,805. You know, chronic illness management was 2,715. And as far as social work goes, there was 3,541 intakes and assessments, 725 counseling services, caregiver assistance was 722. You know, and I mean, that's just touching upon some of it. And what's really amazing, too, is that 586 unduplicated members were served by PI nurses, which is amazing, you know, because we were trying to figure out, because there's a lot of people, obviously, that use multiple services. So we actually were able to figure out how to, you know, break it down to that. And 964 were served by PI social workers, which is just an amazing thing. And, you know, I love having the pleasure of hearing, you know, these stories that the social workers and nurses will submit to me, these vignettes about what, you know, has gone on, because it's just the difference that they make in people's lives on the smallest scale of things.
Right, I agree.
Really is just why North Hempstead seniors are really fortunate to be part of North Hempstead.
Just and you can correct me, just to put a little bit more of a human element to these numbers. When you're talking about intake and assessment with social workers, that means they've gone out to the house.
Yep.
They've sat with the person.
Right.
They've turned around and said, you know, you could slip on that rug.
Yeah.
You have nothing in your refrigerator but candy and soda. This doesn't make sense. And they do an evaluation and say, you need Meals on Wheels, or you need to come to a program and get, you know, substantially better food. They take their blood pressure and say, you know, you have high, you have to see your doctor. This is not just a number.
Yeah.
This is a person interacting as if it was your daughter or son going to mommy and say, Ma, look at this place.
Right.
You got to do
and
something.
And these are people, you know, that have been with us for a very long time. So they have, you know, relationships in the community and resources and firsthand contacts, which, you know, makes the process so easy because it could be extremely, extremely overwhelming, this whole thing, you know, trying to age. And if you're alone, it's like you don't even know where to begin. So what's wonderful is that the social workers and nurses a lot of times kind of team up and go in together. So, you know, you can kind of like just get all of your services in one shot. And I just think it's great, too, you know, especially with this horrible weather. You know, we've been there's been a lot of programs that had to be canceled with these snowstorms. And what's great is that the social workers and nurses each have, you know, their client list of, you know, maybe high risk or, you know, people that are alone, whatever it might be. And they reach out to them proactively. And I think that's is really just like a wonderful thing because, you know, a lot of these people are alone and don't have someone, you know, and something that has been increasing even more so is just getting calls from the children that live out of state, and they hear about Project Independence and they want to hook up mom or dad into the program, you know, because I think it's a peace of mind for them as well. So it's really, you know, we say this program is for the entire community, you know, as much as we're serving seniors. I mean, the people in the community that maybe are not seniors are still being benefit from this program. So it's really wonderful. And we also have a veterans caseworker who And I want to stress to everyone that it's no age limit. So if you're 18, you can call
Veterans
Gail.
Group is different than
and this actually came out of our Veterans Advisory Committee. And Gail, one of our social workers, is also our veterans caseworker. She provided 1,062 units of service to 80 unduplicated veterans. And what's really great, too, is that, you know, Gail is able to kind of work through the process with you, because if anybody is a veteran, you know, it's a lot of paperwork, a lot of documentation you need to qualify for certain things that could make a substantial difference. And Gail, you know, is with you through like every step of the way, which I think is just a peace of mind too. And on top of all of our wonderful social workers and nurses, a huge part of Project Independence is our transportation program. We're going to have the wonderful Shari Baton, who's our mobility manager. She'll be coming on in March to talk a little bit about upcoming things. But the transportation program, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing, and it keeps growing. And there was 33,588 rides provided in 2017. Which could be for free food shopping, which is offered 2 days a week in different area, and then there's steeply discounted medical transportation as well. And since the beginning of the program, 241,322 rides have been provided.
That's huge.
Which it's just, you know, when you actually think about it, it's just an amazing number, you know. And these are people getting to medical appointments, you know, that might even need to go 3 times a week for chemo or, some kind of whatever it might be. You know, and it could be something as simple as I do drive, but the weather is, you know, not great outside. So I'm going to use the transportation program. So I think it's really it's just an amazing, amazing service. And Shari is really just, I hear her on the phone talk to people, and it's, you know, she really works through, and she gives a whole tutorial to first-time riders. So, you know, the experience is a positive one. And it's really just, she's perfect for the job.
Actually, just jumping in there also with the human element, the ride part of it for seniors, mm-hmm. giving up the license is the toughest thing
absolutely.
They have to do.
Right.
And now it's who can take me to the doctor. Yeah. I got to call my son. He's going to take off from work. I got to call my daughter.
Right.
Here, these work. I think I told you once. I was going to the airport once, and I took one of these cabs. Mm-hmm. Just called the cab service. And the woman's talking to me, and she tells me about Project Independence. She didn't know who I was.
Right.
And she loves it. So these people have relationships.
Just, you know, and that's, you know, a great thing to say, you know, because Project Independence from the beginning, its goal was always to make partners in the community, whether it was a community-based organization, here's, you know, local businesses. And the whole wonderful thing about the transportation program is the cab companies have downtime between certain hours. You know, their rush hour is in the morning and then in, like, you know, later in the afternoon. So there was a big chunk of time. So this is why it was really appealing to them. So this is how we got to work out the deal. But the fact that they kind of serve as promoters for us is wonderful too. And, you know, if you need a trip that's not shopping or medical and you call through on one, Shari will let you know what options you have. And different cab companies provide different discounts to PI members. So it's really just worth always giving her a call, even if you don't need a shopping or medical transportation. And to do any of that, you call 311 or 869-6311. Also part of the transportation program is, you know, it started last year, was the disability transportation that's offered. And this is actually offered from 21 to 60. And 64 people have who rode that this year, and 34 new people registered too. And what's interesting is the average age range is about 39. Which I thought was an interesting number. And, you know, what I also want to remind people, a lot of these people could qualify for, you know, an Able Ride or something, but are actually choosing to use our program for the sheer fact of the reliability and the accountability of it, too. You know, if there's any kind of a complaint, Shari, I mean, I hear her, you know, immediately talks to the senior, you know, whoever it might be, and then gets in contact with the taxi cab to make sure that it's handled. And I think that's is really a...
There definitely is... The other organizations out there that run services, they're fine, but they're businesses.
Yeah, right.
This really, Shari is on top of these people. This is more like family. Why were you rude?
No, and you know what's also really wonderful too is that how connected, because we are still a small staff program. So there's a lot of people that are using transportation that Shari might form a relationship with, and another concern might come up. So she's able to connect that to the social worker or the nurse, you know, and there's a communication, which makes sure that at the end of the day, the senior is getting all the services that can help them. So that's definitely something that is absolutely wonderful. So once again, kudos to her. And I know there's a CarFit program coming up. That she'll be promoting, and that's if you still are driving, you know, the safest way to drive. You get fit to your car, and I think that is something everybody should do. You can call 311 and come visit Shari even during any kind of office hours, and she could car fit you right in the parking lot, which is wonderful too. So great stuff is going on. I know we are rapidly approaching a break, and I want to continue with all the exciting numbers when we come back.
That's what we'll do. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.